Wrapping up our tour here of garden sites you need to see across the great state of Arizona before you landscape.
You know, one thing John Jay always told us was just keep your eyes open. And when you're driving around the medians, so many of our highways are just full of really pretty local plants. And you can see what's in season as far as flowers and even then yuccas and that sort of thing. And then you can take a picture, probably not while you're driving, but, you know, get a picture. And that's a good way to do it, too. But just visiting those places is very relaxing. I think it's very good for you inside and out. Go ahead. I'm
part of our blog today, which talks about traveling to these places, mentions some of the drives you should take to truly see the indigenous plants of Arizona. Apache Trail to Roosevelt Dam, the drive from Cave Creek to Bartlett Lake, Florence to Oracle, Junction on 79, back to Superior on 77, Gila Bend to Tucson, Highway 85 and 86, the Verde River Drive, Oak Creek Canyon, Old Nogales Highway, Marsh Station Road, Desert Exhibit Garden in Mesa, Britton Botanical Garden, Rose Garden at Mesa Community College, all areas you ought to go take a look at the landscaping available for your ideas. Just in this past hour, we've taken you to the Flagstaff Arboretum, the Tucson Botanical Garden, Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum, and of course, you've always got the Desert Botanical Garden right there in Papago Park. We've got the Boyce Thompson Arboretum, which is always a great drive right up to Superior. Take a tour through any of the Arizona colleges, or for something a little bit different, get over to the Rio Salada Audubon
and that
Center.
That Boyce Thompson you just mentioned is on the list. It is the largest botanical garden in the state, and one of the oldest west of the Mississippi. Beautiful. Trees has had their annual tree climbing contest there as well, and we were able to be there for that event. So it's a great, great place. But yes, the Rio
Salado. Where
could
they find this list, Romy?
RosieOnTheHouse.com. On the homepage, you just scroll to the bottom. We've got our two most recent blog posts are always posted right there. It was in our newsletter that went out Thursday, but if you read it Thursday, the list had been added to and changed since then. We'll have additional suggestions here that have come in that will be going on there as well. Although I do have to edit this drive list. There's some places in there I don't want to keep secret.
Of those places have plant sales. Desert Botanical Garden, Boyce Thompson, they have plant sales. They've already got them all good and started for you.
Yeah, the Rio Salado Restoration Area is one that I didn't know about. It's right on Central Avenue, south of the airport. Just once
right
you
below
get...
Habitat, right below St. Vincent de Paul.
So we're definitely going to schedule some time to walk around there. There are before and after pictures of what they've done to that stretch of the Gila River that is kind of dried up from the dams. Is absolutely incredible on the website. I'll be anxious to look at, that's the Gila River was the life source. You've got the Herd Pueblo Museum off of it, and not the Herd Pueblo. What's the one at 44th, right?
Pueblo Grande.
Pueblo Grande, yeah. The lifeblood of the ancient civilizations all right off of that area. So this, I would imagine, kind of gives you a glimpse to what it probably looked like back in that time frame,
farther west, you've got Tres Rios as well, which is another just great right there by the.
That's not on the list. So we got to add that
right by the racetrack there in
Litchfield Avondale.
So all the great places, I can't tell you what proper landscaping can do for the value of your home. Wouldn't you like to be that house that is your neighbors are walking through the neighborhood in the evening for their neighborhood? Your house is the one they stop and are envious of, they gawk at, they look at, they admire. A properly done landscape can create that effect as well as greatly enhance the value of your home.
You had just Avondale, Litchfield. Do you know where Litchfield name came from? You know where Goodyear got its name?
I do that, yeah.
So the guy that bought that for the Goodyear Tire Company was Paul Litchfield.
There you go.
Which was a talking point I didn't even get to in our cotton hour at 8 o'clock. The reason they grew cotton there was because they used cotton fiber in the tires at the Goodyear Tire Manufacturing Plant.
History of Arizona, right there.
Trace, right there. And they've got the Trace Rio Recreation Area that will get added to that list on our places of must-see before you start remodeling, redoing, or if you're in a new home with a clean working slate of land to start building out your own desert landscape to enjoy. We're going into the time of season that it's the best planting season because it gives the plants, you know, 9 months before the triple digits hit, and they're better established for weathering a warm summer. And then, you know, a couple years from now, you'll have your nice own little outdoor living area to enjoy as the fall months cool back off, and you've got the Rosie on the House on your speakers in the morning and your college football on your speakers in the afternoon, and just enjoying your own little outdoor habitat.
And I was talking about all the college games starting today, and U of A playing BYU and ASU playing University of Texas San Antonio. The Lumberjacks from NAU are over in El Paso playing the Miners of UTEP. Mm. So go Arizona schools. Y'all all come home with a big win your opening weekend. With that said, we're going to sign off for a week. Hope you have a great week, and I promise we'll be back next Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House.